All right, joining us on the phone, Falcons General Manager Thomas Dimitroff. Thomas, how is everything going so far in Indianapolis at the Combine?
Well, we're getting ready to ramp it up right now. Obviously, we haven't started the drills yet, but we will start our interview process as well as the medical evaluations. And again, this is almost like our pilgrimage to Mecca, so to speak, for personnel men, because we come here to evaluate some of the best talent across the country.
Thomas, I'm sorry.
This is now your sixth combine you've been to as a general manager. How important have you found this process to be to the overall goal of properly scouting talent?
Oh, I mean, Jay, this is huge. This is one of those situations that I know some people refer to it as the I believe it's been called the Underwear Olympics. I actually vehemently disagree with the insinuation that it's not of use, because what it allows me to do, and my approach has always been to assess movement, athletic ability. This is a matchup league. This is about having athletes versus athletes, and that's a very big part of you know, evaluating talent. And part of that is to have an opportunity to compare and contrast on the field here with the best talent across the country, side by side, juxtapositioning players to determine where their movement and athleticism, the urgency of their athleticism and such, how it stacks up against, again, the best talent across the country.
Thomas, Matt Moore here. When you head off to Indy, you know, I know you have a lot of goals that you want to reach, and you guys, you know, set those goals ahead of time. How much do those goals and your overall strategy change at the Combine from year to year? Is it always unique to the circumstances? You know, each year is different?
Yeah, it definitely is. Matt, it's always one of those situations that you go into the Combine with a very good idea of the direction you want to go to acquire talent. Some is, you know, through obviously free agency. Some, a lot of it, hopefully, is through the draft. And this process just adds to sort of whittling down on, you know, on our draft board and confirming, you know, if we're right with certain players, or if we need to adjust, excuse me, the stack on certain players. I will stress, though, this is part of the process, to use Smitty's line, but it's not the end-all, be-all. It's not one of those things where we drastically lower or skyrocket a player because they ran a good time or because they ran well in a certain drill. This is just another part of our evaluation setup, and again, it varies from year to year.
You know, we see the 40-yard dashes on TV, and the Combine has become a television spectacle here in recent years, but we've heard a lot about how the behind-the-scenes elements are just as important. What level of importance do you place on, like you mentioned already, the medical and interview processes during the Combine?
It's extremely important for us, Jay, because we have an opportunity to, again, for the first time, myself and the head coach have an opportunity to sit across from these players for 15 minutes in the interview process and, you know, start our peppering of questions. It doesn't stop there. As you all know, we go out in the spring and do a lot of follow-up on our interested or prospects that we're interested in. But there's no question it's invaluable as far as the interview process. And what we glean from the medical process and evaluation here is, you know, obviously second to none. You can't perform those tests or you can't get that information going out on your own or through the universities. It has to be something that we do here. And they do a fantastic job here at the Combine. Jeff Foster's on the dial as far as the head of the Combine out here in Indy.
And Thomas, the big thing in the news this past week has been about the new test that's going to be administered to the Combine that will test non-physical capabilities, aptitudes, and strengths. We've heard that you've provided some input into the creation of this test. What can you tell us about this test, and how will this help you in the evaluation process?
Well, I helped with the input as far as talking about what was important to us as a team, what was important to me personally, as far as evaluating and assessing individuals from a football intelligence standpoint, a general fit standpoint. The goal and the aim of this has a lot to do with sort of transcending cultural bias. And, you know, some will argue on one hand that it doesn't accomplish that. Part of this process is to see if, in fact, it does provide us with the right data going forward. It doesn't mean we're moving on from the Wonderlic. Again, it's another supplement.
Thomas, thank you. We know you got a lot going on right now. You know, I know the, you know, a lot of interviews going on, and you've got to speak to the national media there as well coming up. We thank you for your time. We can't wait to check back with you next week after we kind of see what went on during the weekend. And before you go, though, I want to let you know that our own Jay Adams has officially ran his 40. And, you know, he took a little time off his 40 this year. We're proud of him. 6.1, Thomas. So we're excited for you to, when you get back to Flower Branch, you can check that out as well. We'll
Jay,
show
man,
you the tape.
I'm excited for you. I don't know what attire if you went with some, you know, Under Armour gear that made you faster. I hope that it wasn't aided by something like that, but congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And I'll just remind you that I've now been draft eligible for 3 years, so still on the board.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right. Thanks Thomas. We'll talk back with you next week.